This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Looking like an expert and attracting attention to yourself is so important professionally. After all, when you think about it, you know, how do people find you? Do you want to be always out there looking for a job, or do you want to be in the position where firms and recruiters are knocking on your door? Trust me, you want the latter, because when they're reaching out to you, you have an advantage in the situation. So that's what I talk with on this show. I talk with you about how to appear like an expert on LinkedIn. Hope you find it helpful, and if you do, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover it. And also, connect with me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. And with that, let's get rolling, huh? And I want to show you, or actually tell you, I should say, how to appear like a subject matter expert on LinkedIn. And it's very easy, and it's a new feature that LinkedIn has called the LinkedIn Publishing Platform. Now, I don't have access to it yet. I know quite a few people that do. But it allows you to post long-form articles on any subject whatsoever. Now, don't be stupid and post ridiculous things. Be smart, because the game plan with LinkedIn is to appear like a subject matter expert wherever you can. And by writing regularly, and I'm not telling you to write daily, and I'm not telling you to write weekly. If you write one article every 2 or 3 weeks and post it, and you keep to a schedule of doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to develop followers who, you know, like what you write. And I'm seeing people who are ordinary individuals who are getting at this point, and this is relatively new in the program, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people following them. So your game plan is to establish a regular schedule of writing quality articles about what you do. Now, in some fields, this doesn't work. If you're an administrative assistant, I can't see you doing an article every 3 weeks. You can talk about, organizing someone's calendar. You can talk about, how to be an effective administrative assistant and do things along those lines. But to do something on a regular schedule may be hard for you. I do see IT people doing it. I do see accounting and finance people doing it. Certainly headhunters do it. Can't wait to get on the platform and start writing. So lots of different things that you can do to demonstrate that you're an expert using this new platform, because it's going to allow you to write long articles that people are going to follow and they're going to read and develop an impression of you. And that's really what LinkedIn is all about, being seen and heard professionally, not like on Facebook. But to be seen and heard professionally so that you develop that professional reputation that people want to connect with you and they want to hire you. They want to retain your services. Now, when I'm looking at the future in the United States, I'm not seeing a history of full-time jobs. I'm seeing more freelance work being the norm, where people may work for stretches for an organization and then go on to another organization, more like the free agent model. If I'm right, this is an ideal platform that people are going to reach out to you and want to hire you. If I'm wrong, companies are going to reach out to you. There's no losing proposition here. So when all is said and done, start using LinkedIn's publishing platform to get articles published. Where do you find it? I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. On your homepage, if you already have the feature, next to the paperclip, excuse me, I'm just looking over, where you have your image and you can put in a message broadly, where you can distribute mail to your timeline, you'll see a pencil there. Once the pencil appears, you have access to that platform. I know LinkedIn is rolling it out to everyone, but I haven't gotten it yet. You may not have gotten it yet. You may have access to it yet. Whatever. Once you have it, start writing. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.